Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to the 49th episode of my podcast. I am Carly, your host, and so happy, excited, and grateful that you decided to once again click on one of my episodes. By the way, it's also the 1 year anniversary of my podcast, which is absolutely crazy. Like, one whole year of podcasting, absolutely crazy. I'm so mind blown by this. And now you might be asking yourself, why is it the 1 year anniversary when this is literally just the 49th episode? Well, if you are an OG listener, you might know that I took a month off. I think it was in September, because I had like a big school thing, so I really wanted to focus on school that month. So I just decided to just randomly take a month off. But obviously after that, I got back into recording, and that will bring me till now. I recently just looked up when I uploaded my first episode, and I think it was like March 30th or something. Like, it was literally just a few days ago, like 1 year ago, you know? So that is why I wanted to dedicate this whole episode to the 1 year anniversary of my podcast, which is crazy, as I just said. I don't know, it's like, wow, I'm so amazed by everything I've done till now. It's like, it's absolutely crazy. So yeah, as I said, this episode will be about this like milestone, my personal milestone, the milestone of this podcast, 1 year. Plus, I will basically just share a few lessons I learned over this past year, because I don't know, I feel like I definitely learned so much from this experience, so I definitely want to share that with you guys. And afterwards, I also want to share a few tips on like how you can start your own podcast, because I started this from absolute scratch with no knowledge, and what I looked up on the internet didn't really help me because I had absolutely zero idea of how to like have a podcast, how to like record, how to upload or anything. So I definitely want to share a few of those tips with you guys if you maybe want to start a podcast. So yeah, that is technically going to be this episode. And now let's talk a bit about my life. Well, this is, well, for you it's this week, for me it's next week, but it's technically the last week before spring break, which I'm so happy about, because I feel kind of, I don't want to say dead because that's kind of extreme, but I'm just over school at this point. Like, this week I have a big math test, which I'm kind of scared about because I'm just not really good at math. But at the same time, like, I've been studying this entire weekend, so I don't know, we're gonna see how that goes. Plus I have a bio quiz, and I have to kind of memorize and learn so much for literally just a like 20 or 30 minute quiz, which makes me so angry because I have to just remember all of this for like this little quiz. And then I have my math test, which is like huge, but it's like I don't really need to memorize that much. So I don't know, it's like kind of a lot for me this weekend. So that is kind of been what has been going on. Yeah, now let's get into the highs and lows. So the first low of this week, wow, it literally feels like I've recorded an episode like ages ago, because I haven't really reflected on my week in so long, like crazy. But the first low of my week would maybe be, once again, the overthinking. It's the third week in a row that I put overthinking into a low of the week. I've just been overthinking every move I do, like every single thing I do, I'm like overthinking. I don't know, it's just crazy. I don't really know how to explain it, because I don't understand it myself. Like, I don't really get what is going on inside my head, but I know that it's overthinking and that I'm just overthinking every single thing I do, and that is kind of annoying. Plus, another low, I guess, would be that I'm, like, I'm thinking too much of what a certain person will think about me. Like, I guess that is also the overthinking I do. Like, just what am I doing and what is this person going to think about what I'm doing? Like, that is kind of a low, and that is just kind of what has been going on inside of my head for these past few weeks. And I'm not saying that I 100% care of what people think of me, because I really don't. But I don't know, this certain person, like, I feel like I just need to be perfect. I don't know. I don't really know what it is, but that is definitely a low, because sometimes it just makes me feel extremely insecure, even though most of the times I'm not. Like, I absolutely love myself, but yeah, around this person, I don't know, I try to be the best version of myself, but most of the times it ends up in me overthinking and just being insecure. So that is definitely the first low. But I do want to change that, so I'm going to talk to this person and kind of find out what's going on. Yeah, that is the plan for the week. And a high would be, well, first of all, that I've been just very productive this entire week, completing all my homework, doing extra things, like preparing for my bio quiz. Like, over the course of the week, I've been literally just preparing my review sheet, making it as pretty as possible. Well, not as pretty as possible, but just, like, trying to make it, like, as good as possible for me to learn just as much as possible of it. So that is, I think, a big high, because I've been just really productive even after dinner. When I normally watch Netflix or some YouTube, I've actually decided to do more bio, so that is definitely a good thing for me, so a high. And a second high could be definitely my workouts. I don't know, like, my workouts lately have been just feeling great. I feel like I'm getting so much stronger. It's crazy. And I maybe want to talk about that in next week's episode. But definitely my workouts, like, I've been just applying progressive overload, eating enough, well, obviously trying to sleep as much as possible, but I've been having a few sleeping problems lately, but that's besides the point. But just my workouts have been good. I feel good, I feel strong, and most of them are just amazing. And what I also think is interesting is that I don't feel like I have bad workouts anymore. Like, all the workouts are good in some shape or form. A few months ago, I used to believe that there were workouts which were bad, but now I feel like every single workout has its ups and downs, and that is kind of a mindset I want to get more into. So those would be the highs and lows of my week. I definitely encourage you to do that too, because it really just makes you think about your week, and you really don't do that on the daily basis. I just realized that literally the last time I did this was last week, and I have not thought of my week, like, literally any day. So yeah, that is just that little segment, and I feel like it's the perfect time to just get into the episode. I've been talking for 8 minutes, which is a lot. So before I start, remember to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please do this. It's literally so easy, like, especially on Spotify. You literally just have to click the stars and that is it, and you would really help me out. Plus, make sure to give my socials a quick follow. You know I have Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And lastly, make sure to enjoy this episode. And obviously, if you do, make sure to just share it with everyone you love. And yeah, now let's get into the episode. Okay, let's start off with a few lessons I learned from my whole podcasting experience, which I know is just 1 year, but at the same time, it's 1 year. Like, I've been literally podcasting for 1 year, which is crazy. I wrote down 5 lessons I learned, so I feel like let's just get straight into the first one, which is that you'll not always be motivated. That is the first lesson I learned, and it's also a big one for me, because how do I prepare for my podcast or before I record? Well, basically, I just write down the topic I want to talk about, and I write down a few notes. I don't script exactly what I want to say, because I feel like that just sounds way too weird. And also, like, reading and, like, trying to just sound as natural as possible will not work. So I just write down some little or quick bullet points of what I kind of have in my head of what I want to say. And afterwards, I sit down and record, which takes me, like, a solid hour. Not two. A solid hour, I would say. because obviously I have to set up my microphone, I have to set up my laptop and everything. So it does take me a while. And exactly like doing all of this, especially on final season, like that is a lot for me. Like if I have to do a lot for school, study for upcoming tests and quizzes, do a lot of homework, maybe do a presentation or something, like doing all of this process for my podcast just sounds like way too much. And most of the times I really don't want to do that and I'm not motivated at all to actually record. But at the end of the day, I always remind myself that recording is literally my absolute favorite thing to do. Like, when I sit down here, record, and afterwards, I'm like, I just feel 100% better afterwards. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just talking to myself, which I actually kind of do on my daily basis, but something about recording just brings me so much joy, and that is something I always try to remind myself, that even though it is extra work, and even though sometimes I don't really have time to record and I should be probably doing more school, I still sit down and do this because I love it. I know that it brings me joy. Plus, I can help you guys. And I don't really know how many people I am exactly able to reach, but I know that at least a few people listen to this, which is still absolutely crazy to me. Like, I cannot believe that people like to listen to my voice, or I don't know, just like to listen to me talk. But I don't know, that's just something I like to remind myself, that this recording brings me joy. Plus, I am literally able to help someone out. So yeah, that is, I guess, the first lesson I learned, that you'll not always be motivated, but if doing this podcast, recording your podcast, brings you joy and you know that you'll be able to help others, you will definitely get yourself to just record. So that was the first lesson I learned. Now let's get into the second lesson I learned from podcasting, which is that it takes time to grow your podcast or a platform, especially if you are a quote-unquote normal person, like a non-influencer, you know, just like you or like me. Like, I'm literally like a quote-unquote normal person who goes to school, comes back, and kind of does the everyday things. So if you are, I guess, that kind of a person, you will not get like thousands of streams, downloads, or reviews per episode. Like, that is just not realistic at all for the beginning. I remember when I first started my podcast, I literally got like 1-2, or I think like the max of downloads I got one time was like 6, which for me at that time was absolutely crazy, because like 6 people had listened to me talk to a microphone about fitness or about, I don't know, nutrition or something. Like, that absolutely seemed crazy to me. But now that I've been doing this over like a whole year, as I said, like, I am definitely able to reach so much more people, which, first of all, is crazy to me. I'm not saying that I get like thousands of downloads or streams. I really don't. Like, I really don't get that many streams, but I do get a few, which just makes me happy and shows me that over time you will definitely be able to grow your podcast or whatever platform you're starting. Maybe if you want to do YouTube, you also like won't be getting thousands of views on your first episode. Obviously, I mean on your first YouTube video. Obviously, if it blows up, that's a whole nother topic. But if you just start off with your first video, you might get 1, 2, or 3 views. And that's kind of the same with the podcast. And over time, if you do it consistently, stick to a routine, upload weekly or even twice a week, you'll definitely start to see a difference if you obviously do this like consistently, week per week, month per month, or like year per year, which just is not really my case right now because I've been just doing this for 1 year. But I know that after a while, you will definitely see growth on your platform. So yeah, that is my second lesson. Plus, I wanted to say that I think it's like so interesting because at the beginning, like when I first started off my podcast, I thought that I was gonna get like a lot of streams, a lot of downloads, and that was also kind of my goal, like to get as many downloads as possible. But right now, Like, my mindset has totally shifted. Like, downloads or streams or whatever, like, the numbers are really not important to me anymore, because I know that there are a few people listening to this, and I know that I'm at least able to give them some kind of knowledge, some kind of new information, and that is what makes me happy, and not really how many downloads I get or so. So, yeah, I don't know, that's just interesting, and that's definitely a big lesson I've learned, and something that I will definitely remember, maybe if I start a YouTube or something, I don't know, but yeah, that will be the second lesson. My third lesson I learned is that you should never wait till the perfect time. This is also probably one of the biggest things I learned, because I always used to believe that I have to wait until it's the perfect timing, until I have, for example, a microphone, until I have this certain platform to record on, until I have this or that, just until I have this quote-unquote perfect time, which, by the way, does not exist. There's never going to be a perfect time, and if you believe that there is, you'll probably wait for too long before you start this one thing you want to start, or you'll never start, because, as I said, there is no perfect time. And I always thought that I had to wait until this time before I start something, but that brought me absolutely nothing, and this podcast is something I just randomly started. I actually wanted to, like, have a blog about health and fitness and nutrition and everything, but that was actually kind of very expensive, because, like, you obviously have to build up a whole website, and I have absolutely zero knowledge on how to, like, make a website, a blog, whatever. So that was, like, not a great option for me. And then I thought of podcasting, which seemed so easy. Plus, like, you literally do not need anything. Like, you can literally just start off. So I was like, podcasting is obviously amazing. So just starting off this podcast was the first time I ever just, like, started doing something. And I didn't wait until this quote-unquote perfect time. Like, I literally just started because I wanted to share all the knowledge I had. And I just did it. And I totally went out of my comfort zone, because, I don't know, like, first of all, I do not talk to strangers. Plus, when I talk to others, like, I get very awkward because I don't know them. But, like, this, like, recording this, obviously I'm by myself, so I talk to you guys like I would normally talk to myself. But if I would meet you in person, I will probably be a lot more shy, because, as I've said multiple times by now, I am a pretty introverted person. So, I don't know, like, this is definitely a huge, like, thing which brings me out of my comfort zone. And yeah, I just did this, and that's definitely, like, the biggest lesson I think I learned, that please do not ever wait until the perfect time, because you won't get there. Like, you have to realize that if you want to start something, you have to start now, because if you don't start, as I said, like, you will probably never start, and if you do, it will take you so much longer than it would if you just literally start off. And I know that in the beginning, it might be difficult. It was for me, because I had absolutely no idea, and I was so insecure about having this podcast. But over time, it definitely gets so much more easy. And yeah, I don't know, that's just a big thing for me, and this definitely encourages me to just do things I want to do and not wait for longer, because I'm just missing out. If I wait for this quote-unquote perfect time, I will never get there, and it will take me so much longer than it would if I literally just start. So yeah, that is definitely a huge lesson for me, which I learned over this podcast experience. My fourth lesson I learned is that you can always start out simple. I used to believe that if you, for example, want to start a podcast, want to start doing YouTube, or in general just want to start something new, that you had to have, like, the newest equipment or, like, the best equipment. If you're talking about YouTube, that I, for example, had to have the best editing software, the best camera, and for a podcast, obviously a good microphone. But podcasting just taught me that you do not need that. You can literally start out as simple as possible. My first episodes, not even my first ones, like, literally just until 2 months ago, I used to record on my phone. on the Voice Memos app, which literally comes with the phone. Plus, because I'm using Anchor, like, has an app, so I was obviously able to upload the, like, audio from my phone onto, like, all of these platforms. So, it is literally that easy. And for example, if you want to start doing YouTube, you literally can also just use your phone, edit on your phone, and upload it from there. Like, it is so much more easy than most of us believe it is. So, that is definitely a big thing it taught me. Luckily, I do have a computer, so I was able to edit, well, not really edit, but like kind of cut out a few things from my audio on my computer, plus upload like the audio onto like my computer and then do everything from my computer. So I'm definitely so like grateful that I have that option. But if I wouldn't, I would just literally do what I just said, like do everything from my phone. So yeah, it is so much more easy than most of us believe it is. And that's also why I feel like literally anyone could start doing a podcast, could start doing YouTube or whatever. So just don't overthink it and don't think that you have to have the newest equipment. Obviously, if you do YouTube, if you do podcasts for a while and you want to upgrade, that is totally fine. So did I. Well, I didn't really upgrade because this microphone belongs to my dad. But I started using it, so I guess it is kind of an upgrade. So that would be the fourth lesson I learned. And I guess my last lesson, which doesn't really sound like a lesson, but I guess, do consider it as a lesson, is that I was able to improve my English over the course of this past year. If you didn't know, and if you haven't listened to my first episode, or like the intro of my episode, which please do not do that because that is very cringy, but that's besides the point. If you didn't know, I am not a native English speaker, which means I learned English at school just as kind of everyone does and kind of have the basic English. I can speak German and Spanish fluently, but sadly not English. And that's also kind of the reason I started this podcast, because I wanted something where I could just speak English for like a solid like 30 minutes to an hour without really being at school and in class talking about a certain topic. Like, I wanted to talk about topics I am very passionate about, and obviously in English too, on one side, improve my English. Plus, if I have a podcast in English, obviously, like, most of the people around the world understand this language, and I knew that I was able to, like, that I was gonna be able to reach more people. So that, I guess, will be the reasons why I started this podcast. But I feel like my English has definitely improved, at least if we compare my English to the English of my first episode, which, as I just said, please do not listen to that, because I, like myself, don't even dare to listen to that episode because it's so weird and cringy, and I cannot believe that that was me just 1 year ago. But that's besides the point. The thing is that I feel like my English definitely improved. So if you are a native English speaker or live in an English-speaking country, please let me know. I would 100% appreciate your feedback on my English, on maybe like my English improvement over this past year. So yeah, those would be the five lessons I learned in this whole year of podcasting, which once again seems absolutely crazy to me. So now let's get into a few tips I have for you guys if you want to start your own podcast. As I said, when I first started my podcast, I obviously like looked up on the internet how to start a podcast, and also on YouTube and stuff. And truthfully, I was not able to find good information. Like, there was a ton of information out there, but most of it did not help me at all. So now that I've been doing this for 1 year and I've done plenty of mistakes until now, I feel like I'm pretty much able to just share a few tips I've learned from this journey with you guys. So the first thing I will be talking about is equipment. If you want to start a podcast, as I said, there is no need to have a crazy expensive microphone, these headphones which are like attached to your microphone and stuff, like a crazy recording platform or something. Like, all of that is not needed. You can literally record on your phone. As I said, the first episodes, not even the first episodes, like literally until like 2 months ago, I used to record on my phone. I have the iPhone XR, by the way, like it's not even the newest iPhone, but the audio quality was pretty good. So if you just want to start a podcast and feel like you don't have enough equipment, don't worry, because if you have a phone with the Voice Memos app, with the Notes app, that is literally all you need, and you can just start a podcast. That is literally it. So that is definitely a huge thing I learned, because on the internet I often saw people just sharing, yeah, I have this microphone, and I have this pair of headphones, and I record on this platform. Like, they had all of these crazy things, which you actually don't need. Like, you can just start with your phone, and that is it. Then second of all, let's talk about, like, distribution platforms. I don't really know if you call them that way, but I use Anchor, which just technically means that I upload my audio onto Anchor, and Anchor makes sure to just distribute the podcast to, for example, Spotify, Apple Music, or like Google Podcasts. Like, you have to upload your audio onto like a certain like distribution platform. That's how we're gonna call them, okay? And that platform is gonna make sure to share your podcast with Spotify and Apple and Google and whatever, you know? So I saw a lot of people like using like different kind of these platforms. Most of them though, like, are not for free. I think you have to like pay a monthly subscription or a yearly subscription. I'm not 100% sure, but because I wanted to do this like obviously free and I did not want to pay for anything to like just distribute my podcast, I decided to go for Anchor, which is literally free. And I don't know, it's like so easy to use, and you can add like music and sounds and just add your text, like your text information about your podcast, your title, and upload it, and it gets distributed everywhere. Like, it is literally so easy. So instead of maybe going for these other platforms, which you need to pay for, obviously if you want to do that, go for it. But if you want to do this like, I guess, on the cheap way, you can go for Anchor. By the way, this is not sponsored whatsoever. This is my own opinion and my own experience with Anchor. So yeah. Then another thing I learned, and what I want to share with you guys, is that you have to choose a topic you're passionate about. I actually saw almost no one talk about this. Like, no one mentioned that podcasting definitely gets boring if you do not talk about a topic you enjoy talking about. So definitely make sure to choose something you're passionate about and something that you know will motivate you to talk about weekly. Because if you are starting a podcast, that does not mean that you're going to upload once a month or once every 2 months. Like, a good podcast is literally at least one episode a week. So if you know that you're talking about something you, not that you don't like the topic, but maybe something you're not that passionate about, do not expect that you will record week by week something about this topic. Because after a while, you will probably get bored of this topic. So make sure to choose something you're passionate about. Obviously for me, it is fitness, nutrition, and just in general, living a healthy lifestyle. And that is why I've been literally able to like record week by week and talk about something new about fitness, nutrition, or a healthy lifestyle, or maybe like record or re-record an episode and maybe like adding extra knowledge. Like, it definitely needs to be something you're passionate about, because if not, you're just not going to do it. You might start a podcast, which is like obviously great, but after a few weeks, you'll probably quit because you don't really enjoy the topic, or maybe you don't really know what to talk about anymore because you've talked about everything there's to talk about this topic. So definitely make sure to choose something you're passionate about and something you know that will motivate you to record week by week. And I guess the last thing I wanted to share with you guys, if you want to start a podcast, is to do your research on your topic. I feel like this is especially important if you're sharing information which like affects a person like me. I talk about fitness, nutrition, and a healthy lifestyle, and I obviously share tips, which maybe some of you might try out. And maybe if these tips are not right and not accurate, they will harm you. So what I try to do when I talk about something I'm maybe not 100% sure about is to look it up somewhere to make sure that the information I share is as accurate and just as valuable as possible, because I do not want to share anything what is not right, what is going to harm you. So I make sure to just look it up on the internet, obviously looking for good sources, because I don't want to look on like a website. I don't know, it definitely has to be a good source, but I always make sure to do that if I'm not 100% sure of what I'm talking about. Obviously, if you are, for example, talking about your experiences or your opinions on your podcast, you do not need to do that, because it's your opinion and it's obviously 100% accurate. But yeah, just in general, if you just talk about something you know a lot about but maybe are not 100% sure, just do your quick research on your topic to make sure that you're actually sharing some good and valuable information. At the end of the day, the only thing I can say about podcasting and this whole experience over the course of the year is that podcasting is absolutely amazing. Especially if you're a person who finds talking or like talking to herself therapeutic. That's kind of how I see it. Podcasting is the best thing you can do. Plus, you're talking about a topic you're passionate about, you love talking about, and obviously, the best thing of all of this is that I am able to help some of you guys out in any way. I still don't know how exactly I help others, but I know that people, that everyone who listens to this, are impacted in some way. That just blows my mind, and it's absolutely amazing. So I definitely encourage you to start a podcast, because it is absolutely amazing and probably the best decision you could ever do. So, yeah. I do have to say, sometimes it does get difficult. Like today, I actually didn't really feel like recording because I still have to do my lab report for physics, which I'm gonna do after this. But I don't know, like I'm so happy right now and just so grateful for like this whole experience and this whole platform I was able to build up over the course of the year, which is still not that big. But I definitely have a few of you guys listening to my podcast weekly, which I absolutely love and I'm so grateful for. So yeah, this is the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for making it till the end, and thank you so much for just being with me on this whole journey, which is so crazy, literally. Like, and I can't stop saying it because I'm so happy and so grateful and whatever. I don't know. I just feel so good, and thank you so much. Make sure to obviously leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know that would 100% help me out. And also leave a quick follow on my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And yeah, that is all. Hopefully you've had an awesome start into your day, into your week, and obviously into this new month. It is April. Crazy. So definitely make sure to have the best day, the best week, the best month ever. You deserve it all. You deserve the entire world. And once again, thank you so much. Love you all so much. And I see you on here next week. Bye.